The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zappas, Rosemary Lynn Guiley, Jeff Belanger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-host will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Zoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob? No way!
Yeah! Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.lagghosts.com. That's www.lagghosts.com.
Is a holistic healer, musician, and paranormal researcher who has been exploring and investigating alleged haunted sites for the last 10 years. Having worked with such renowned paranormal investigators such as John Zaffis, Heather has been fascinated by ghosts since childhood. Having grown up just one town over from Salem, Massachusetts, a mecca for the paranormal, Heather has worked with many psychic investigators, intuitives, and healers. Heather now resides in Merrimack, New Hampshire, a town with its own history of haunts. Currently, Heather is working on her own music CD. We have some of this tonight, by the way.
Ooh, exciting.
We have some of this, by the way. Ghost Watching with producer, musician, engineer, Bruce Whitkin. With that, I'd like to welcome the lovely Heather Lambert to Ghostly Talk. How are you doing tonight?
It's wonderful to be here. Hello there. It's great to be back.
I can't get over it. I can't get over it. You know, the last time we had you on, we all left the show that night just feeling awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was enchanting. It was fantastic. And we did. We felt great.
We were just like, wow, that young lady really brought us. I think we were kind of having a rough day because we were having issues with the phone line and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And we were just like, wow, what a cool person to talk to. She like pulled us out of our funk. So we were like really, really excited to have you come back on the show.
I am psyched to be back, and you guys are equally phenomenal and fun. And this is just, this is an absolute joy. So I'm psyched. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's our pleasure, really. It is.
It definitely is, Heather. And you've been busy. I see you've been busy. This is fantastic. You wonder what that noise is.
That's just the phone line. I got it. It's fixed.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Great deal.
you've been extremely busy too, and well, we've been busy traveling and stuff. But you've got projects, and so I want to hear about those, of course. And also, I mentioned briefly, we want to hear about Salem as well, because Bonnie. Yes, Bonnie and I were talking about Salem starting up a couple months ago. We started talking about, where have you wanted to go for quite a while now? And we're like, for some reason, well, actually three of us mentioned Salem, Massachusetts. And so we do want to hear about that too. But Project Salem, anything you want to start in on, I'm telling you, this is going to be, what, an hour already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Oh my! Well, I always love to talk about Salem because it's my old stomping grounds, and I was just there recently, and I go there. God, I go there like every few weeks. So if you ever come out to Salem, you got to hook up with me. I will take you, show you around.
You got a deal.
I mean it. Yeah, absolutely. tell you where to stay, where to go, all of the cool places. Because it is so, you know, it's, let's face it, it's gotten pretty, you know, over-commercialized in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
And that sometimes can take people, draw people away, thinking that it's no longer a cool place to go. But quite au contraire, it still is, you know, it still is Salem. And it has, it still has tremendous mystery and energy and spookiness enshrouding it. So, yeah. Yeah, you've got to come out.
Well, it's very famous, of course, for the Salem witch trials. That's like the most famous thing that that people would think of, paranormal people would think
Salem's
about.
Lot, man. The scariest movie I
and
ever saw.
And of course, there's Salem's Lot.
Open the window! Open the window! Oh, my God! It scared me to death!
Oh!
His skin is literally crawling. I can see the muscles of his skin just going, meow. I mean,
Heather, I remember being a kid and watching that creepy film and just like going as deep, going as deep under the covers as I could to get away from the evil vampire outside the wind.
I think I'm under the covers now, and I'm afraid. I'm telling you, it was terrifying. It was one of, I think it was my first, aside from The Exorcist, my first terrifying movie.
Yeah.
And there's something about that window scene and the, oh, that kitty's all blue. And, oh, that was really scary.
Traumatizing. I'm telling you, traumatizing.
Definitely. So
didn't mean to blow off on the movie angle, but
so
I had to.
So everybody has, like, you know, Salem
you'd
really.
You'd rather bring it up.
Yeah. Salem means a lot to a lot of people, but having grown up near there, you obviously must have a very unique perspective.
Oh, thank you. And I lived there, like I said, I think I mentioned on the last show, if not, that I lived there for, you know, 6 years in what I do believe. In fact, two locations that were very old. I mean, you're talking, you know, like 1820s, 1830s, an old Federalist mansion, that had an apartment in the back where the servant quarters used to be back, you know, these are the ship captains that were very wealthy and had these beautiful brick houses. But I will tell you, if that place, oh, was that haunted, oh, was that haunted. We'd hear voices, it just, you know that, you know when you go into a house and you just feel it.
Oh, yeah.
And this had sort of a dark energy. It was scary, but it was fun, but it was scary. And that was on Chestnut Street in Salem, Massachusetts, which is one of the oldest and most beautiful streets in America. So Chestnut Street, folks, all you out in the internet sphere and radio sphere, you got to check out Chestnut Street. It's incredible. It's very haunted.
We're going to have to go check that out, I think.
I think so.
When we all get together, Heather.
We'll just pull over somewhere and then walk up and down Chestnut Street for a couple of hours and be like, feel the history, you know, feel the energy, feel that's the kind of thing that I really look for.
What's beautiful about it, except for the street lights and obviously the modern amenities, it basically looks the way it must have, you know, in the 1830s and 1840s, and beautiful, majestic brick buildings. You know, you have the whole historical district there. And, you know, you've got, oh, God, they even have the horse-drawn carriages that go down the street. And it's really beautiful. Oh, yeah, you can take, like, lamplight tours, things like that. Really get into that vibe. And bring your cameras, because you never know what you can catch, you know. As far as ghostly, I don't know, apparitions or orbs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, definitely, we're going to have to set up a trip for that. We, you know, we're not going to run ourselves ragged just yet this year. I think we should kill ourselves some more. So let's definitely go on.
I know it.
I think we should go to Salem, Massachusetts. I think that sounds like a good trip for me. I'd definitely like to go out.
I know. It's one of the places that I have on my list. Oh, places that I must get to.
Have you?
As soon as possible. Yes.
Oh, great!
It is.
What time frame are you thinking of?
Let's set it up here.
So all our stalkers can meet us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. That sounds cool.
It's going to be one of a couple things. It's either going to be, you know, in the fall, because obviously that would be just incredible. You know, fall in Salem.
Or
or very, very quickly. It's going to be one of those two things. Because I'll keep you informed as
we're
our plans.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
Yeah, as our plans form, we'll let you know.
Ooh.
Because I know Bonnie and I were talking about it just within the past couple of months. And Salem. Ooh, Salem.
Heather, I have a question. Ooh. I have a question for you, actually.
Anything you want.
Do you have a website anywhere? Because I've never been able to find anything. I'm wondering if you have something on the works, or do you have anything out there?
Something is on the works. In fact, it's going to be called, and it'll be up in a matter of a week, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool. It's heather/rising.com, which is kind of neat.
So Heather dash, what was the last word?
Rising, like rising sun, you know.
Okay.
Rising.
So yeah, heather-rising.com.
Right.com. And that's going to have everything from, you know, the healing stuff to the music and of course, the paranormal stuff that I'll be doing. And that will be sort of a great site for you to go to. Heather/rising. There is a MySpace, too, right now.
Really?
Satan's website. I always love to hear people on Satan's website.
MySpace is owned by News Corp. And News
we're
Corp
always, we're always making fun of them here on...
Yeah, we
poke
fun
of
them.
Not we, Doug.
I'm sorry, me.
You make fun of them.
Yeah.
I poke fun of them, too. What is your... If you don't mind, do you want to put out your MySpace
do you
people?
Want thousands of friends? Yeah.
Of course. Why not? Oh, God. Please. I love it. You know, it's great. It's great. It's, you know, it's interesting. That, just go to MySpace. And it's Singer Girl, 6868.
Singer Girl, so myspace.com/SingerGirl6868.
That's exactly right, 6868.
Prepare to be cyber-stalked, Heather.
Yes.
By me.
You're going to have all kinds of creepy guys going,
visit my webcam, Heather, I want you to see what I look like.
That's what I see.
I can take it. I am 4'11", but very strong.
All right. There we go.
Well, yeah. I
she's the same height as my mom.
What? Yeah.
Really?
What, are you on there right now? Are you on?
She just said I'm 4'11".
She said she's 4'11".
Oh, she's
4'11".
Yes.
4'11"?
And very strong.
I'm just a little thing, just a little girl. A little girl, but very strong. Yes, very proud of me anyway.
Awesome. You're also a holistic healer also, Heather. Am I correct?
I am. You know, what's cool about that is I do a lot of, you know, like before I said I was, you know, kind of cynical about all that stuff, but I got pretty sick last year. I was really sick. I was in the hospital. It really sucked. And the one thing that really helped me was Reiki. Have you heard about Reiki healing?
Oh, yeah.
Energy healing, the Reiki stuff. I had this amazing woman, Debbie, come and see me, you know, every week and work on me, and I got so much better. And it all ties in, you know, the whole Reiki energy and energy healing. I think it ties into, you know, prepping well for, you know, paranormal investigations, as I touched upon last time I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that stuff, you know, anything that's going to keep you sort of grounded energetically and sort of cleared, it's fantastic. So I love that holistic healing stuff. It sort of goes hand in hand with, you know, feeling good about doing these paranormal investigations, especially in creepy places.
Yeah.
Doug is, like, biting his lip right now. I don't know why, so I'm going to shut my mic off.
I have a thing about, okay, first of all, holistic healing. I'm very pro holistic healing, 100%.
Oh, you are. You're pro, excellent.
Pro holistic healing. I think that there's, you know, that certain chiropractors can do adjustments to the body, and I think that there is definitely something to the vibrations of minerals and and things like that. I think that you know that in a lot of cases. Natural remedies and herbs and things like that can be used to better, you know, affect the body better than pharmaceuticals.
Not leave out a good massage therapist.
And, of course, there's always the massage therapy.
Don't forget the massage therapist.
Yeah.
Do not say masseuse so you'll get your head lopped off with an axe. You have to say massage therapist.
Yeah.
Massage therapist. You know, it's funny. I went to massage school, okay, so I got certified as a massage therapist.
Good.
I'm cool with masseuse, so I don't care.
Oh, Bonnie is not. She's got connotations attached to masseuse like
what
crazy.
What's the degree say? Does it say massage therapist on it?
It says myomassologist.
Myomassologist.
That's what mine said.
Okay, Bonnie says
myomassologist. Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sounds like there'll be massages all around.
What was that, Heather?
I see, you know, with the masseuse, yeah, the connotation, unfortunately, has been sort of seedy, so massage therapist is, you know,
Okay, so that's where I understand
that's
now.
That's why I don't like it.
See, I never thought about it that way. I have a very clear mind. I have a pure heart.
Your mind is not in the gutter.
I am pure and clean.
You're right.
So I didn't, you know, that's the reason behind that, you know, earlier we were talking
about.
Yeah,
your halo is a little crooked. You might want to straighten that.
Well, no, okay, so that's the issue right there then, is when you say, I'm going to go see the masseuse. So, as opposed to, I'm gonna go see a massage therapist today. I had a hard day at the office, and I need to relax a little bit.
There's a big difference.
There's a difference between going to see a massage therapist and going to a massage parlor.
Well, yeah. I learned something today. I'm very excited. Okay.
The parlor aspect too. It's the parlor. That's not that word yet.
Yeah, I
wink to the parlor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I sort of put my foot in my mouth with that connotation this weekend. But anyway, I'm telling you, oops. I told Bonnie that I just wanted to learn enough massage to be able to do like parlor massage. That went to a really bad place because of the connotation.
Yeah.
I meant more like, you know, just, you know, rub the shoulders of my friends and, you know, and have them appreciate me. Not the other way around. Yeah, that wouldn't be so good. So, but what I was talking about before.
I think Heather's going to be done at the break. I got a
feeling. She's like, oh my God, they're crazy.
Please, I love you guys. Go on, whatever you need, ask away. I'm here.
There's one thing that I don't get.
Okay.
It's completely me.
Is this in the regards to holistic healing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, tell me. Maybe I won't get it either. Let's check it out.
Who invented the whole... Oh, first of all, before I say the word, I have to say I also know that you can feel and use energy. Okay? I can feel energy. I can feel energy from people. And I know that I can even see auras. Okay? But one of the things that I do not get is who all of a sudden invented Reiki and its illustrious lengthy history, because it did not exist when I was a kid, and all of a sudden it hit the scene and it became all the thing, and everybody has to become a Reiki master for just
$39.95.
Yeah, and I was absolutely shocked when the whole Reiki thing happened, because it didn't make any sense. All of a sudden hit, all of a sudden became all the rage. And I don't remember anything ever, you know, before that. So it sounds like a lot like alpacas. It just...
Whoever heard of alpacas and
right, until all of a sudden they started advertising them on TV. They just didn't exist. So what I'm wondering is...
Yeah.
What's the history of Reiki, and why did it all of a sudden become such a humongous rage? Because that I just do not get.
Okay, the history of it, really started in this country. What happened was, you know, basically it originated in Japan from Dr. Hayashi, I believe is the right word. Oh, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Dr. Hayashi, you know.
Was this in 1985 or something?
This is like 1935.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were born before that, Doug, so that's why you...
I should have remembered it. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah.
I was born in 1873, so I remember it.
Okay.
So I remember it very well. Exactly. So how do you... Basically, Dr. Hayashi, and then this woman, Mrs. Takada... She received her training in Japan, and then she taught in Hawaii, and she ended up teaching for over 40 years And then what basically with Reiki, from her, from Mrs. Takata, all of these lines of Reiki originate from that. You know, but there's been an explosion, and that's the thing, because, you know, you have a lot of Reiki, and then you have some that maybe you're like, this is kind of sketchy. You know, it's exploded, because now you have Reiki News Magazine. You have all these lineages in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last decade it's gone crazy. I mean, it's a great thing. And at the same time, you got to watch out for quackery, too, for people that really don't know what they're doing, but are like, I am a Reiki master.
Right. That does happen a lot. I mean, I don't know about the quackery happening a lot, but I know that everybody's calling themselves Reiki master.
You know, you're right. I never thought about that, but I have seen that in the, you know, in bio sheets and stuff with a lot of people, like, I'm a Reiki master. And
right.
I think, you know, maybe, you know, we've discussed this a lot on the show before, Heather.
Yeah.
People nowadays, it seems it's even stronger than ever. People have to attach as many titles to themselves as possible, right? Especially ones like president, founder, lead.
CEO.
Okay. And then there's another good one right there. Master. I am the master, right?
Yeah. I am the master. And you know, I think actually it's interesting, because the woman who practices Reiki on me, she's amazing, because she, you know, a lot of these people get, I'm not dissing it, but they'll get their Reiki mastership in, like, you know, 24 seconds. where a lot of other people, they have internships, they practice for years, they work with people, and I know this woman, she has people working in hospice, you know, and she trains people amazingly well. So there's a big difference, you know. It's sort of like anything, not only Reiki, but other realms of holistic healing, where you can be something, you know, you can be crowned something in 24 minutes. That always scares me.
Mm-hmm. It scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, because, you know, you're still, you have to sort of know your stuff, and I think there's a lot of ego, but I am a Reiki master. Granted, there are phenomenal Reiki masters, but then there are a lot of people that just sort of get off on the title.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's it, and that's the thing, I mean, that sort of scares me. And it's too bad, because the ones that are really credible and know their stuff and are incredible energy healers, you know what I mean? They're getting thrown into the mix with these other people that haven't really done anything.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know what I mean? So you have to, I totally agree. And it's come out of the woodwork lately, too.
Well, and
everybody's a master.
Yeah, it definitely is following that pattern. But I do see where it does need to, I think the best thing is word of mouth. If you do go to an energy healer, a Reiki master, a Reiki practitioner, I believe there could be Reiki practitioners, which is a level under master, that are better than a lot of masters. You know, it just depends, I think, on the person.
Well, that's the point right there, I think, is that, you know, I think people, like you just said, Heather,
They
get these degrees. No, they get these degrees in like 24 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's people that have spent their entire lives trying to understand how to do this stuff.
Oh, how many people put doctor in front of their name and they went to doctor of divinity?
It's the same thing with massage schools. Do you watch commercials? You can become a certified massage therapist in 3 months. Why did I go to school for a year?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
That is true.
There's so many variables there, I think. There's so much going on to really understand the mechanics of what you're doing. It's going to take you years to really do it.
Yeah.
Years. Yes. And dedication.
Exactly.
I've known a lot of, I don't know, quote-unquote Reiki masters that won't even call themselves that. They just say they're Reiki practitioners, even though they do have, I guess, you know, master knowledge. It's sort of a humbleness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to say humbleness is godliness always,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
That's why
I love talking to you, Heather, because it's because you're so real. You're so right there, down to earth, and you get the, you know, you're just like, here, let me explain this to you, anything you want.
You are the nicest person I've ever met in my entire life, too.
And you've got this great...
So sweet.
And she's a massage therapist and a Scorpio, so I have
she's
to love
She's a massage therapist,
That's
a Scorpio.
Right. That's
and
right.
Her last name is indeed Lambert, which is the same as Scott Lambert.
That's what makes it even weirder. It's like, I think my attitude and your attitude, Heather, they can,
way
they
different.
They can boundary on polar opposites sometimes. But hey, we'll talk about that.
But it works out really well because it makes for an interesting show.
We'll talk about. Cool. We're gonna take a quick break, okay, Heather? Just give us one second here. Wow, I'm feeling better already.
Super fast step hour. I do. I feel like I could just go out and jog for a minute.
I'm gonna.
Maybe you didn't hear that. I did. If you replay that section,
you've made the dead right.
If you replay that section, okay. Those of you on iPods, after the live show, this will be downloadable and replay that. And I did indeed say. I feel I could go out and jog for a minute.
There's a treadmill right over there.
I'll give it a try on break.
We'll be right back after this.
Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. Which is a show that comes out of Detroit. I'm a demon
and I love rock and roll. Jasper from the Plan 9 Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. It's not really my cup of tea as far as the music goes. I'm a demon
and I love rock and roll. Plan 9 Rock Show. I'm a demon and I love rock and roll. That's one of my new favorites. So I'll probably be ripping Jasper's show off.
Plan 9 Rock Show, just rock.
Plan9print.com.
Hi, it's Zach again from ParatalkRadio.com, here to tell you about Six Graphics. Six does some of the best graphics for the internet. Paratalk uses her graphics, and you should too. She makes everything you could want for your page, signs, banners, avatars, anything. Check out her new site at SixGraphics.com. That's S-I-X Graphics.com. Six Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Yes, we have on the line the happiest person in the world.
Yes, he is.
You guys are awesome.
Maybe that's the nicest person.
It is true. I feel so upbeat whenever I get to talk to you, Heather.
You're so sweet.
Well, let's turn this into a complete backslap fest, all right? Because what we'll do... No. People say that to us.
And then you'll compliment me.
We've had people email us like, all you guys do is talk about how much you like each other. I'm like, I'm sorry. You want us to fight? I mean...
Well, I mean, Jerry Springer's popular.
I guess that, I know. I mean, I'm sorry. If that's what you want, why don't you put on any crappy daytime television station? And there's all the fun. You can watch the judge people sit there and fight about their 10 cents they have between the two of them.
Right.
Fine, you know. But, you know, I mean, Heather, I have to say, you know, the attitude that you possess, it's a lot like Doug. Because Doug is, I've always told people, Doug, he's always been the person in our organization here who can take he can take a piece of garbage and like make it into gold. You know what I mean?
I have a very half full glass.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, you know, I'm gonna kill everybody, Doug. I hate everything. I'm gonna set it all on fire. He's like, but Scott, look at the great things you have in your life. And I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Why am I getting so excited? You know? So
that's awesome.
It's true. It's true. We have been through that time and time again. What I want to know? It says in the little bio here, and I don't know, maybe I asked you this before, but I do want to know even again. Yeah. Heather has been fascinated by ghosts since childhood. I know why I've been fascinated by ghosts and paranormal, and I know why Scott, because, you know, we go on all these shows and we talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Bonnie's story a little bit. And you know, I know all these stories, But growing up on the East Coast like that, in this rich, rich historical area with, I mean, the original colony area here, how did ghosts attract you in the first place? Why was that something you latched onto instead of, you know, needlepoint or something like that?
Needlepoint, right? I can tell you, you know what? My parents always had a fascination with the paranormal, especially my father. And I think it started young, but my dad is a very creative guy, just telling ghost stories. I have two younger sisters. And I think I mentioned my other show that, you know, I grew up on a location that used to be the old railroad station. Mm-hmm. In where I lived in Marblehead. I mean, you know, Marblehead was established like in 1630. So you can just imagine, I grew up in a place where there were historical homes everywhere, and that my friends, you know, and kids in school, not only did I have my dad feeding us with incredible stories, but kids would talk about the creepy house next door. And, you know, and most likely they were haunted because you're dealing with houses. Think about it, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. An old settlement in, you know, Marblehead, Massachusetts, next to Salem. Also, my parents, they ended up doing this project. There's this great place. If you come to Salem, you got to come to Marblehead. Old Burial Hill. It's like one of the oldest cemeteries in the country, in the East Coast. And they did a whole documentation of all the people that were buried there. You know, from people, one woman, Mammy Red, who was buried there, was an accused witch, a Salem witch. So she was the Witch of Salem. of Marblehead. It was buried there. Mm-hmm. See how I couldn't escape it. It was everywhere. And I grew up fascinated by history and then fascinated by these stories and investigations that my friends would do little investigations in the cemeteries, and they saw things. They saw apparitions. Word got around. And I just couldn't escape it. You know, I think that's, you know, probably the answer to your question is right there. That mm-hmm. curiosity from, oh my God, from as young as I can remember.
We see ours. I think. Well, I know my childhood was slightly different in that. While my parents did enjoy talking about, you know, the supernatural, the spooky, the, you know, it was almost relegated to like, you know, late night, you know,
discussions with the family.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just light, but still creepy. You know, but
yeah.
Special occasions, maybe like on vacations or if somebody was in town visiting, or you know, but it wasn't like constant. But it was definitely in there. I mean, there was definitely a, you know, the fascination with the paranormal. And the ensuing stories, it was definitely part of it, but it wasn't constant. Because I don't think that's around here in Michigan that much.
I was going to ask you, yeah, because I've got to get out to that area because it's completely different from here.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it is, even though obviously we have a very historical area. I mean, we've got the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
The Great Lakes are just notoriously haunted with the ghost ships and things like that.
Haunted lighthouses, you name it.
Haunted lighthouses. We've got all that. We've got, of course, the...
Detroit has a Nain Rouge.
We've got the Nain Rouge, who hasn't been around for a while, but thank heavens, because he's a harbinger of bad luck. But, the but you know, we've got Nain Rouge. We've got Mishi Pishwi. That's the lizard or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
That lives in the lakes. The
we've
got tons. We've got tons of great stuff, but it's not common every day or even weekly discussion. Other than here at Ghostly Talk, it's
we're the saving grace of all that stuff.
Right,
We keep it going.
And of course, when we talk all over the internet, you know. Mm. But
this is so awesome! Oh, thanks God for you guys. It's great.
Didn't think anyone would ever say that.
I know, you're the first person.
I'm taping that. I'm putting that on.
I'm gonna play it for my mom later when she's yelling at me.
You got it. Oh no, you said. I mean, what an amazing thing. I mean, to have this forum on a radio format, you know, internet, and you know, it's just fantastic to talk about all this stuff.
Well, I have to say we are thankful for the internet and all the radio stations that picked us up, but it's really gotten to be where it's the people and the listeners and the guests that are the show.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's not us much anymore, other than we happen to be running it.
We just
kind of
like guide it as it goes, and that's it. I mean, that's it. We just let things happen the way they happen. It's obvious we do that.
Have you been now to any conventions or you know, paranormal gatherings? Because I know you know John Zaffis, and he's always on the road.
Oh, he's amazing. In fact, you know, one thing I did, I want to catch up with him. I did speak to him after my last radio show with you lovely folks, and I said when he came up around here, I would love to join him again on an investigation. So hopefully he's very busy, but that's something I will do. And otherwise, you know, I've done sort of smaller things, not conventions, but I'll go to Salem, meet up with a bunch of people, and we'll stay, like, at another place to say the Hawthorne Hotel, which is purported to be very haunted, especially the elevator. And I'll go, and we'll, you know, either we're, you know, trading stories or doing a little bit of investigations. But I know, I mean, there are always conventions coming up. And always.
Yeah, there's a lot going on now.
Especially now. I want to know more about the elevator. Usually it's stairs that are haunted, but
we've got
a haunted elevator. I love it.
Elevator.
What's up with that?
Elevator. This is the Hawthorne Hotel, which is, you know, again, here I sound like I'm a...
You're like a tour guide. But yeah.
I'm a tour guide. Hello, and welcome to Salem. welcome to Salem. You know, Salem will be thanking me. No, I'm kidding. But no. The Hawthorne Hotel, you know, it's an old establishment, And I guess there's been some crazy things that have gone on in the elevator, whether it's been an apparition or something. I just get sort of a strange vibe when I've been in that elevator, and I want to go back. But it's really a fascinating hotel. And again, you walk in there and you feel like you've gone back 150 years in time. So it's very exciting.
Well, you know, if you think about an elevator for a second, though, just to go off on that.
Yeah.
You know, like you mentioned, Doug, you know, we've talked about stairs to no end on
the show. I'm talking staircases. It's a theme. It's a theme. You know, yeah. You've got the recurring ghosts. You know,
well, the most famous photo,
the
Grey Lady
of Wyndham Hall.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. That's a stairwell. There you go.
That is the most famous piece of spirit photography ever.
I would have to rank that right up there at the top. Yes,
but with an elevator. I mean, okay, now we're doing. It's another method of transportation. I mean, the stairways bring you up a level. The elevators
or
bring
down
you up
a level.
Or down a level. Yep. They bring, and the elevator does the same thing. Now. A lot of times we think about haunted areas, I think, and, you know, like Dave was talking about earlier, like all these atrocities he was talking about and all these things, you know, those leave an impression on the area, you know, and
yeah.
We know that. Elevators can be a stressful place, too. They can be a very stressful place. I've been stuck in an elevator, so I know how stressful it can be.
How about that tension with the couple that just had a fight?
You're stuck on that with them, and they're just, you can cut the tension. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a very enclosed place, too. It's a small place.
True.
It is. It's small. In fact, you know, an aside, interesting you mentioned elevators, because when I was at University of Massachusetts at Amherst, that's where I went to undergraduate, this was really awful, but all these kids did this elevator surfing, where they would jump, this really dangerous, you'd jump on the top of an elevator, and some of them fell off and died in the elevator shaft.
Ooh.
And so see how gruesome, and I had heard about possible, you know, hauntings there, which would make sense. I mean, ooh.
Yeah.
Elevator surfing.
Okay.
I would say that is not something that, and I was adventurous as a kid, okay, and adult. But that is something that even I probably would not have done.
How long ago was this elevator surfing thing you heard about, Heather?
This was back in like 1989.
Okay, so
I remember it. Yeah, that was, yeah, God.
Well, because there's this new thing kids do nowadays. It made me think about this. It's called ghost riding. Okay. Well, now it's ghost riding. I know. And what it is basically is you're driving your automobile, right? And what you do is you kind of find something to keep the gas pedal put down, I think, and you get out of the car and stand on the car while it's still in motion, and then you get back in the car, and you take control of the automobile again. Right, this has been going on for a little while now. People have been doing this. Guys have been doing this on their motorcycles also. If you go on Satan's other website called YouTube, you can find a lot of videos of people doing this stuff. Right?
Wow.
Why? Now, well, yeah. I mean, it's the same type of thing. It's this like, you know, adrenaline rush. I mean, how many people want to ride on top of an elevator, for God's sake? I mean, it's the last thing I want to do.
Are you kidding me? Unfortunately, I was sick, but this kid, like, when I was at college, he ended up getting cut in half. I mean, it was horrible. Talk about hauntings. And I just, I understand adventure, but that becomes just sort of this reckless thrill-seeking that ends in such a grim manner, you know? Like, ooh!
I mean, unless I'm, like, in the next Die Hard film or something like that, I don't want to ride on no elevator.
But even
like
then,
that.
They do it correctly. They do it with a supervised staff of, experts. I can find neither of those activities are appealing to me.
I'm glad. It'll keep you safe and well.
Yes, I hope so. Do you know what's interesting? I was looking at some of the things you're doing, and one of the things you're doing is you're looking at vortexes.
Yeah.
And hauntings related to vortexes. And this is very interesting to me specifically because of the in the first thing that you learn when you're a ghost hunter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is going back like, what, 7 years, 6, 7 years now, mm-hmm. is you've got these levels of phenomena that you can capture on tape, right? Mm-hmm. Or on images. And you've got your orbs, which of course are pretty much, you know, unfortunately, those are so common now that, you know, in the dust hole phenomena, you know, the dust phenomena and things like that. So you're like, okay, well, orbs.
Right.
Then you've got the mist, the ectoplasmic mist, right? And you've got issues with that. The issues are, you know, there's the whole, if anybody is smoking around there, you've got the cigarette smoke, it could be, or pipe.
Don't even be starting on those people.
Or, yeah, if you're ghost hunting.
Don't be smoking, please.
Smoking while you're ghost hunting, okay.
Yeah, but,
y'all need.
Smoking.
That's just not good.
It's a time and a place for that. It's at the bar.
Yeah, right. Or not now in New York. But
yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Ghost hunting and that does not go together.
No.
Go back to the cars, okay? So you know, do your things over there. Not when you're actually on site. Then you've got your right up from and then breathing. Of course, you can get a mist while breathing. So you've got to be very
absolutely.
Careful. You've got to learn to breathe. Vortexes are different. You get a vortex on film, and it's one of two things. It's either a vortex, okay, or a camera strap. And
exciting.
Right. So suddenly,
that was my first vortex.
That was my vortex. I got me a vortex. It looks like a camera strap. But I'm telling you, you've got vortex or camera strap is what a vortex is on film, and so you're immediately up into the upper echelons, and there's only one more above that, and that's apparition. So you're right up there on the paranormal scale when you're talking vortexes.
I
think I've seen one once.
Where?
Well, we were out at the train wreck site.
Yeah.
We were out at the train wreck site.
One of our favorite places to go here in Michigan.
Yeah, we call it the train wreck site, even though we cannot document. We've tried, but we cannot document that a train wreck actually happened, other than a bunch of, elderly folks at a bar said that one did once, you know, but other than that, we can't find the actual documentation, but we call it train wreck site. It's a bridge and it's a walking trail now. And we were out there, we saw these weird fingerprint looking things, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
We got some photos of that. But as we were going back, there was this, inky darkness moving around and around. And so we're like, okay, that's just way creepy. I hightailed it out of there pretty quickly because at the time we had a state trooper there with us and he started running. And when he started running, I'm like, okay, you know what? If there's a state trooper running in the other direction, I think I'm going to do the same thing too. So I did the same thing. But it was inky darkness going around in a circle. So you're like, wow, this is just really freaky. And it didn't look like any that you ever captured on film because those are really dramatic, you know, but this was more, you know, just like really freaky looking, but and kind of lame as vortexes go, but it, you know, it was definitely a swirling of energy. So I'm wondering,
that's incredible.
What are you finding out there? What kinds of stories, what are you studying, and why are ghosts and vortexes, is it really energy related? Tell me about this.
Let me tell you, one thing I'm fascinated with people talking about, you know, for instance, like Sedona, where I will be going. I didn't get to go this time. Okay, where they're talking about the giant vortexes.
Oh, yes. Sedona is huge,
It's huge. And you know, basically they're describing it as giant magnets of energy that are either positively or negatively charged, which is very interesting. And then, my question is just how much activity as far as hauntings is going on around them? And it is very interesting because, I've spoken to people, and again, I'm gathering information. A lot of it's hearsay, but then it's a great way to start. And there have been a lot of stories of paranormal and ghosts in those areas in Sedona. And that's one of the places we want to explore. Not only those, you know, the small vortexes, but how about vortexes within vortexes? You know what I mean? These places on Earth that have this tremendous amount of magnetic power, energy, you know, what's going on around them? And I know that I've had people tell me that, you know, where Marblehead is, where I grew up in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
that has its own vortex. And it is highly haunted, you know? It's also very highly historical.
How do you detect a vortex? Like, how? I mean, I get the gist, but I mean, everybody says Sedona, you know, is just like so vortexy.
That's the place to go. That's the place to go.
You know, same thing with like Stonehenge and stuff. But
yeah.
But what do you? How do you know? Do people just like? Is this word of mouth or is it a detectable thing with magnets and compasses?
They talk about this thing with these energy meridians and ley lines that mm-hmm. intersect, like, on the Earth grid, and they actually are able to chart them. And what's very interesting, you know, if you look at sacred places all over the world, you know, I think in, like, Stonehenge, I think a lot of, you know, at first it starts with, you know, myth and legend from ancients. And then more recently, I think people are starting to sort of measure these energy, the positionings of these energies. You know, they're starting to anyways. And I know Sedona, they have, I think it's four giant vortexes. Giant rock formations.
I think there's a vortex on the phone line.
I think so.
We're trying.
We're hearing this like this. It
builds up and then it releases.
Yeah, there's like this build up like of a static under your voice.
And, yeah.
And then it just like goes boom and goes away. And
just
so
you know, everyone, we're trying our best to keep it clear, but it's
it's been kind of weird.
Hey, can I tell you, in this house, I've been told that where I live right now has some sort of weird vortex.
I'm beginning to believe that.
Yeah,
it sounds like it builds up energy and then it releases. It builds up energy and
like,
it releases.
It like sucks it up and then lets it go. I know, it's crazy.
Are
you hearing that?
Yeah, we're hearing it. It's really weird.
It's weird if we're talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny. Yeah, the vortex, it's fascinating. I am, you know, again, it's an ongoing study. But it's fascinating.
Well, you know,
anybody who, I'll tell you what, if anybody has any stories about hauntings near vortexes, things like that, do the MySpace thing and get on that. I hardly ever recommend
Satan's
that site.
Website.
I know, but right now, until Heather, Heather-Rising.com. Is that it? Until Heather-Rising.com comes online.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid we're stuck with the MySpace.
Well, Satan's site. Website. Yeah.
So go to that and get on Heather's friends list and you can do the private messages and type up a private message of your story.
Yeah.
Please do. I love it.
And see if Heather can
and help me stalk her.
And yes,
yeah.
And
help
always
stalk
whatever
Heather.
It is. Whatever you type to Heather, say something about Bonnie.
What was your MySpace? I'm sorry. What was your Satan'sWebsite.com page again?
Exactly.
Singergirl 6868.
Singergirl. Okay, so MySpace.
Singergirl 6868.
Okay, so
perfect.
Satan'sWebsite.com/Singergirl 6868.
Yes, and do a private message to her and tell your story and see if see if she can correlate do something with the story
the information
and put it together and maybe come up with a chart or a graph. I'm sure Heather's going to do something.
It would be great because people that are more scientifically based than I am, I want to work with them and. We're just trying to sort of figure out, are these concentrations of hauntings surrounding?
Yes, yes.
By these vortices?
Vortices.
Oh, yeah, that's
You're
true.
Right.
That's true.
Sorry.
Vortices.
It would be vortices. Oh, you know, I just, who
As
knows?
In data, datai, I think.
Yeah,
is
data,
exactly.
Datai.
Same stuff.
But,
unfortunately.
Exactly.
But the vortices of time have joined together.
They've sucked us dry. We're done.
So that we are now.
I've been with you guys forever.
I know.
Awesome.
I know.
It's the same here, Heather. It's just absolutely fantastic. So, singer girl.
Bonnie has an announcement to make. I'm sorry.
Oh, Bonnie.
I don't really. Well,
you have the floor.
Yeah, I do. Before you sign off, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all mothers again.
Yeah, Happy
Mother's
Day.
And happy birthday to Trish.
Oh. Happy birthday to Trish.
Oh, yes. Happy Tim's birthday, Trish.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Happy birthday, Trish, and happy Mother's Day to all mothers. That's so sweet.
That's fantastic.
Well, we all have mothers.
Yes, we do.
And the mother of time is just, it's
give way to other shows.
Heather, you go nowhere. Stay on the line.
Yes,
please.
You stay on the line, Heather, please.
Close the show out.
Thank you, darling.
What a ride.
Yes, we need to thank...
What a ride tonight. My God, have we done a show like this in a while?
This was fast, furious, busy, and fun. Heather Lambert, of course, we have to thank Jason Clyburn
for the wonderful Prodigy Group.
Theprodigygroup.org. And, of course, Dave Rocky, Odorous Yaranga. Sorry about going over again, Dave.
We love you.
That's guar.net, G-W-A-R.net.
What show are you going to hear where you're going to hear Odorous Yaranga and Heather Lambert within 3 hours?
You can't do it anywhere.
We can't do
else.
It. We can this only do it here. We're the only people who can pull it off.
Sunday.
Oh, my.
So, you guys.
All right. We're
happy on. Mother's Day to everybody. I'll just spread the love everywhere. Yes, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel, right here on the internet. www.ghostlytalk.com is our web address. Thanks, everyone.
Later.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Ghostly talk. Only the corrupt I listen to now.
We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Don't hate the media, become the media.